And we're back at Marlowe Stadium, War Memorial Field, getting set for kickoff here on KSBT and Rock 103 between Sandpoint and Lewiston. Jay Vandenberg joining us in the booth. And, Jay, it's been a lovely evening. Good night to broadcast the game from our comfy confines. You were out there many a time. How's it like to play in a game and in a situation like this? You get any real serious weather games in your career?
Oh, absolutely. Back in the day, you know, some snow sometimes, a lot of rain games. But, you know, when I played, it was ground and pound. So we were a north and south team. You know, we had Eric Becker, David Hall, yeah. Leonard Plaster, Leo Plaster. We just had the guys, and it was just two-hole, four-hole, two-hole, you know, three-hole, five-hole, and, you know, ground and pound. So, you know, Sandpoint's a little bit different, Chris. They like to put the ball in the air a little bit. They like to throw the ball. They've been throwing the ball about 25 times a game, and so that changes things, you know, so it'll be interesting to see how it fares out tonight with all the rain. I mean, boy, it is coming down pretty hard tonight.
It is, and it has been. And I was watching during pregame warmups, and there was some real issues with ball handling between long snappers and all that kind of stuff. The Lewiston long snapper missed about 13, 14 in a row, grounding it back to his. When they were trying to, get some putting practice in.
You know, absolutely, Chris. And again, you know, Sandpoint, through four games, we have not seen Jackson Pettit get under center. So again, that ball's coming back. Ball's going to be wet. I know, you know, Jackson's had some problems getting a clean ball early in the season. There's been a couple times where that ball's a little bit wet, and the referees are like, hey, the ball's not ready. So hopefully the coaching staff and the referees and everybody's on the board is like, hey, we need to change out balls every play. So, to help out the quarterback, because it is going to be a wet night tonight.
And with Lewiston coming in with such a run-based offense tonight, that really might lead to their advantage, because from what I understand, their quarterback's not as good as they had last year, but he's a real runner, and that's going to, they always say if you're the guy on offense, you know where you're going, the defense doesn't.
Yeah, how long has that been, Chris, right? I mean, how many years did we play against Lewiston that like to spread you out,
mm-hmm.
like to throw the ball down the field? And this year, the way the cards lay for Sandpoint Bulldogs is, shoot, they got a quarterback is more of a dual threat guy. They don't like to throw the football. They got a pretty good, decent running back that likes to have some speed, mm-hmm. some quickness, and the quarterback is pretty shifty. So, on a game like on a night like tonight, it's going to be tough for the Bulldogs, because usually it's the Bengals like they want to throw the ball 40
yeah.
times a game.
And for Sandpoint, without one of their starting inside linebackers and their best player on defense to this point so far as well, shifting that around, moving Sam Puckett into his spot, then
yeah.
You're taking guys from the offensive line now and giving them more snaps on the defensive line. It's just really a real trickle down effect, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over. Over the game tonight and the weeks ahead.
One of our weaknesses is depth, right? And we got a lot. We got some sophomores that are getting snaps now, and losing Tag Mansfield. Here's a kid that is 20 tackles a game, and then he's our tough yardage guy,
yep.
right? And he's able to ground out that 2 or 3 yards, and then he can bust one for 12 or 14 yards and get to the next level. And losing Tag is a big deal for this Bulldog football team on both sides of the ball. And unfortunately, so you're going to have Sam Puckett, Tyler Lehman, some of these seniors to step up and play a big role. And again, shifting things around. Brandon Casey, who's our left tackle, he's going to get a lot of time at the defensive end. And then you're going to probably see a sophomore or two coming in there and picking up some big minutes.
And one of the things I think that, sort of does play into the Bulldogs' favor as opposed to last week, when you look at Lewiston, height, weight disparity, it's not nearly as dramatic as it was last week. It's more in line with, where they got one guy that's 290, the big tall kid. But other than that, they're in the weight differential isn't going to be so dramatic as it was last week when Matt Spokane came in and they were 300, 380, 330,
Oh, and they had speed too, Chris.
Yep.
Not to say that we're lucky, but, our three previous opponents didn't have the speed and the skill across the defensive side, and our receivers were able to find some open spots. And last week, Matt Spokane's a very good football team, and I thought we made our adjustments at halftime and competed pretty well in the second half, and it allowed our receivers to kind of get open, kind of do some gimmick stuff where they could catch the ball in space and then and make some things happen. But, you know, tonight, you know, you lose is no Mount Spokane. Mount Spokane is one of the better schools in the state of Washington. So it'll be interesting. I mean, you got a power running game. They like to run the football. And, you know, when you look at that, you're looking at 200, 220.
Yeah.
You know, that's about
you
it.
You saw it last night in the professional football game. If you can run the ball or stop the run, you're in pretty good shape.
Right.
Even in today's realm of football, where everyone's spreading everyone out and they're moving it all around, you have one quarterback throw for 160 yards, they run for almost 200 yards, they win. And
absolutely.
So, you know, running the football still, even today, is worth something in the game of football. And we're just about ready for kickoff here on KSPT in Sandpoint and Rock 103 in Kootenay. Bulldogs win the toss to first, so Lewiston will get a first crack at the football here as we get things underway. Back deep to receive for Lewiston. Looks like we've got number 24, Cruz Hepburn, and number, that sure looks like a 20. I don't have a 20 on my just provided to me today roster, but maybe it's the angle he's standing at.
22 maybe.
Could be.
Caden Lundberg.
So we are just about set for football. Dylan Peterson set to kick it away. Bulldogs looking to nose back up above the 500 mark on the season and start to gain some momentum for the games that really matter here in just a few weeks. Kick by Peterson is going to be taken by one of the up men. He kicks it at the 20, comes across the middle, and he's going to be knocked down, but not until he gets out across the 35 and to the 37. And that's where Lewiston will take over in their road whites with the yellow helmets. Purple numbers there headed left to right across your radio dial tonight. They will be going towards the southern end of Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field in this first quarter. Bulldogs in their home red. And, well, this first series of downs should be really interesting to see how the Bulldogs adjust without Tag Benefield in there.
Absolutely. You know, it's Dan Bucky. You know, he's a tough kid, Chris, and he's going to be manning that middle linebacker spot. And, you know, he's not as big and strong as Tag is. It's Tag going 215, but Sam is still an agile young man. You're going to see him probably run the football a little bit tonight in those short yardage situations, so it's going to be good stuff.
Well, the snap goes over the head of the quarterback and lands in the hands of one of the running backs, number 24, Cruz Hepburn, and he's lucky if he got back to the line of scrimmage. That first snap and our first miscue with a wet football.
That ball went straight right, and you know, it was kind of just like a little pop fly out there, and it landed right in the running back's hand. He looked at the quarterback and said, grab it. And kept in the Bulldogs right there to make a tackle.
So, second and 10 coming now for Lewiston. Man in motion to the near side. Fake handoff to him. They hand it off to the running back, and he goes nowhere. Once again, it's 24, Cruz Hepburn. Hepburn trying to get to the outside on the far side, and Brandon Casey and crew are right there to snuff it out.
You know, I think it's going to be a big, you know, tonight's going to be all decided up. What's happening up front, Chris, with, you know, I tell you, you know, Keith Jensen, Will Treadway, Brandon Casey, big guys, able to take up some space. And sometimes, you know, one or two guys have got to block them. And if you can control the line of scrimmage tonight, the Bulldogs are gonna fare well.
So here we go with the Bengals back to pass on third and long. Pass is caught, and it's not going to be enough for a first down. And that will be one of the keys for Sandpoint tonight, Jay. As the pass is good for about 6-7 yards, and that is, if you can put Lewiston in third and long, you might be in pretty good shape defensively.
No, absolutely, Chris. And you know, speed is the key, right? So I know the Lewiston Bengals, they want to set that edge. They want to be able to get their running back and their quarterback to the edge and be able to turn up field and cut it. But with this slick field conditions, Chris, it's going to be tough for them to find that footing to actually get up field and be able to turn on their burner.
Oh, wow. And there's a high looping snap. The kick is very low and nearly blocked, and is going to run down at about the 25-yard line. So when I was watching Lewiston in the pregame, every punt snap was a grounder. That was a wedge that, fortunately for Lewiston, fell right into the punter's hands.
I think he ran about, you know, 5 yards to the right to catch that ball as it lopped it up there. But, again, traction is going to be, you know, it works both ways. You know, the Bulldogs,
yeah,
going to have a hard time getting off the turf and getting after that punter. And he had a little time to get it off. And a nice little punt, considering the ball falls dead here at about the 28-yard line. So great field position for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, right at the 25 exactly with 9:55 left first quarter. First possession for the Bulldogs, and the snap is taken. and the handoff up the middle to Garrett Cox. Cox spins out of contact and makes it a nice gain. He's across the 30 to about the 33. So Cox with 8 yards on first down, second and 7, and a nice job on that left side of the offensive line.
Absolutely, Chris. I like the way the Bulldogs are going to attack this here. Keep, you know, first play, just run straight. You got a nice little hole off open to the left side. And, you know, again, first guy never tackles Garrett Cox, and he's able to break that tackle and pick up a great gain on the play.
So second down and short, and Cox, again, looking for first down yardage. It's going to probably get enough as he gets one and then gets driven back. And I'm not sure what Jackson Pettit is doing, jumping onto the pile that's coming back at him like he's going to push Cox forward. He's pretty valuable to this team. I think he ought to probably stay away from the scrum at the end there.
Yeah, you know, he's a baller, though, Chris. You know, he likes to get in there, and he sticks up for his teammates, and, you know, he's out there to do everything he can to help out.
So first and 10 after the gain of 3, right to the 35 just across. So the Bulldogs get a first down in their first 2 plays, and here we go again. Off the snap and off the Cox. Cox is met in the backfield but slung forward, so he might get a yard out of this one. Going to be just a short gain, second down and long coming up, and pretty good penetration there for Lewiston by number, I believe it was 55, Alec Eckhart.
Yeah, again, linebacker blitz that time, and nobody picks him up, and he's able to, you know, get the running back in the backfield there and stop for no gain on the play.
So second and 10, Bulldogs, 4 wide, spread, 2 on each side, fake handoff. They throw it out in the flat to Christian Niemela. Niemela with a broken tackle is going to be close to first down yardage. He's going to set up a very short third down again, probably 3rd and 2. So after the no gain on first down, they'll give him a good 7 on second down. It'll be 3rd and 3.
Boy, great job just getting the snap and just a nice little pitch out to the right side to Niemela, who makes the first guy miss. Not a whole lot of speed out there, but boy, he's been shifty all year, Chris, and great job by Christian to make it a 3rd down and short.
And a good block by Elijah Larson on a wide, too, to spring him to the inside.
Offside.
And then Lewiston looking to blitz, walks right up across the neutral zone. So that's going to be a 1st down via the penalty for the Bulldogs. And they're going to be all the way out to the 48-yard line with a new set of downs.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's a mental mistake by the defensive outside linebacker for Lewiston, who's, again, it looks like Lewiston's plan is they're gonna throw some pressure here tonight against this Bulldog football team, and hey, can you block us? And that time they get caught, and Bulldogs pick up a nice 1st down there on that penalty.
So 1st and 10, Bulldog handoff, Cox, big hole on the near side. He's
outside.
He's at the 40. He's got one man to beat. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's looking for a block. He stutter steps. He's at the 10. He's at the 5, and he's knocked out at the 2-yard line. Big run for Garrett Cox. 49 yards and a Bulldog 1st and goal.
Well, you can just kind of see that all happen off that left side. Chris, is that left side of that line for the Bulldogs just cave in, and he's looking to go up the middle, but he's able to break it out to this near side of the football field and take it down the sideline. A great, great job by there by Cox.
Bulldog handed off to Keith Jensen, and Jensen rumbles into the end zone. The Bulldogs pulling the fridge maneuver.
Wow.
And Tampa goes up 6-0.
Oh, I tell you what a, you know, there's your answer. If you want 2 yards, you're going to bring in Keith Jensen, the nose tackle for the Bulldogs. And, oh, wow. And a nice little hole there. He's able to just kind of lean forward and fall into the end zone. But the Bulldogs strike first here early in the first quarter.
So we've got the extra point coming. Dylan Peterson. High snap, kick is up, and it is good. Bulldogs leading at 7-0 halfway through this first quarter. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
Yeah,
we're back on KSBT and Rock 103 as the Bulldogs go up 7-0 with 6:37 left here in this first quarter. Dylan Peterson getting set to kick it away. Bulldogs looking sharp, and the ground game really getting it done on that first drive. And the kick from Peterson is going to be a little deeper this time. It's going to come down at about the 18-yard line, take it on the far side, and then up the middle and running into a wall at the 33-yard line. Looked like that was for the Bulldogs, 44.
Sam Puckett.
Puckett, yep.
Great job right there in coverage. You know, the Bulldogs just building that wall to the right side, Chris, and really not giving the runner anywhere to kind of go. And, just kind of walled off, and they kind of encircled them, as you might say, and a great job by there by Sam Puckett.
So here comes Lewiston with their second possession. Cash Lang, their quarterback, they roll four guys out to the near side, empty the backfield for now. One receiver far to the quarterback's left, another looper comes out, and they just throw the ball out on the sideline, and it's going to be a gain out to about the 40 as another play that was basically a long extended handoff to Cruz Hepburn out of the backfield.
Yeah, you know, I think the Bulldogs were a little late to react on that play, Chris. Again, 24 stayed, Hepburn stays put, and the Bulldogs just looked a bit late. They had an opportunity to probably stop him for, you know, a loss on the play, but not picking up that read early.
So more standard formation this time for Lewiston, a little tighter. They've got the three receivers to the near side. They send a man in motion with Hepburn right behind Cash Lang. Lang fakes it, keeps it. He's coming to the near side. He's got a couple blockers. Bulldogs do a pretty good job stringing it out, and it's going to be about a gain of two or three as Elijah Larson is there to throw force Lang out of bounds and set up a third and two.
Yeah, you can see the shiftiness of the quarterback Lang, Chris. Is he, again, a little play action in the backfield, takes the handoff going to the left side, and he keeps it to the opposite side. And a great job of staying home by Elijah Larson. Turns it inside and leaves it third here and one.
Yeah, third down. Almost. Well, let's see. They're trying to figure it out with Chain Gang on the far side. Chain Gang says, we got it covered. And then the referee says, of course you do. And he heads back to his position behind the offense. 6:17 left here in this first quarter. Bulldogs up 7-0. Lewiston with a third and short, getting the signals on the far side. Lang looking over the defense. Takes the snap, hands it, keeps it, and he's not going to get there.
No.
He doesn't even get to the line of scrimmage as he is snowed under by a host of Bulldogs. And nice job there. Treadway leading the pack along with Keith Jensen.
Well, yeah, number 72 right there in the middle. Is that Keith Jensen, Chris? And what a great job just holding his ground. Again, trying to get the ball in the quarterback's hand on a little, almost like a semi-draw. They're going to fake the handoff, and he's going to try to get up the middle. And Jensen's right there to wrap him up, and nowhere for him to run. Another great job by that Bulldog defense.
So it's punting time, theoretically, again for Lewiston. Another snap, this one pretty good, but the punt goes off the side of the foot of the kicker.
Incredible.
That takes an incredible bounce down to the Bulldog 28-yard line. That's where Sandpoint will take over on about a 30-yard punt that was 15 yards in the air and another 15.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That was an end-over-end punt. The right end hit for Lewiston. 5:28 left. First quarter here on KSC and Rock 103. Bulldogs up 7-0. This scoring update brought to you by Sun Reynolds, proud supporters of the Bulldogs since 1979. They ran everything under the sun.
Boy, great job by that front three for the Bulldogs on defense. Able to hold the line of scrimmage. Again, not a whole lot happening for Lewiston's running game. Their only positive yards through the air. But great job by that front line.
So handoff is a fake, and they throw it. So they tried to fake it up the middle to Garrett Cox and then hit Max Steelbar coming out of the slot. Probably not the best grip on the ball that time from Jackson Pettit as he bounced it.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That ball ended about 3 or 4 yards short of the intended receiver, Max Steelbar. And you're going to see that tonight. You're going to see some of that stuff.
Second and 10. Pettit hands it off to Cox. Cox hit hard in the backfield, but he drives forward. Gets back to the line of scrimmage just through pure effort and force of will.
Yeah, been one of those
been
days,
a long day.
Yeah, you know, you start your day at what, about 3 o'clock every morning.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little after 3.
And you do this every day, and I tell you, it's okay to.
I did get a nap in, so I'm hoping that'll help. Here we go, Bulldogs on third down and 10, getting the signals. Trips near side, Christian Niemela on the far side. Back to pass, Pettit, looking, going deep.
Got him.
Got a man. It's caught.
What a great catch.
Great job by Christian Niemela. He had to lean out and dive a little bit for it, but he made the catch at the 41-yard line. They mark it now right at the 40. So on third and 10, the Bulldogs get, what, about 30 yards out of that one?
Well, Boy, yeah, what a great job. Great throw for Jackson Pettit down the middle. Nice little post pattern by Christian Emelin. He's wide open, and he makes a great catch there, diving catch for a Bulldog first down on third and long.
So first down, Bulldogs back in Lewiston territory. Hand off right up the middle. Again, running hard, spinning, and then getting thrown forward for a gain of five is Garrett Cox. So the Bulldogs, second and five, quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Looking at the coaching staff for the signal, trips far side. Yamala this time on the near side.
Again, I can't see, but no safety over the top. So what a great opportunity for, again, a post pattern for Yamala. If that's going to be open, we got to take advantage of that.
So another handoff this time to Cox on the right side, and that's a short gain of about three. So third and two coming up in for the Bulldogs where they are on the field. Four down territory, one would imagine. They're going to bring in Tyler Lehman now to increase the bulk of the backfield.
Yeah, Tyler brings a load, Chris, at that fullback position when he goes to this kind of like short set for them, and a nice lead little block for him, or he got drilled.
Yeah, Lehman got the football and got hammered nearly at the same time. So jailbreak by the Lewiston defense there, and they make it now fourth and five for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the Bulldogs, uncharacteristic. They did a little hurry up there, quick snap, didn't get the second read, but the Bengals just bring their linebackers into every gap, and they blitz it, and they're able to stop them and force the Bulldogs here to punt the football.
Yeah, probably a good play on a night like tonight to try and pin Lewiston deep, even though it's fourth and five, and you're at their 35-yard line. Now timeout as the punt decision came late.
Yeah, he's going to grab the offense again here.
Yeah, I think they're going to think this one over.
Chris, again, that ball's wet. We got Tyler Lehman. He's our long snapper. We missed him last week on a couple extra points. And, but sure-handed. But this, in high school football, wait, 35, shoot, you're fourth down and, what, four?
Four, yeah.
This is usually go time here. You're not giving up a whole lot of field.
You're likely, you kick a good one. If it goes in the end zone, you're only gaining 14 yards of field position unless you're, really good at coffing cornering it. And I don't know if we're that skilled in the punting game to come up with that. So I like the decision to call timeout, put the offense back out there, see if you can't gain 4 yards.
So look at this, Chris. It's raining outside, and we switch out a ball, and they lay it down on the middle of the field, and the ball just gets right down out there. Usually in football, they keep
they
it under wraps.
Up,
they
yeah.
cover it up in their towel. That's why he's got a towel on his waist. And that's like just laying there getting wet.
So here we go on fourth down. Bulldogs going for it. Pettit gets the snap, hands it off to Cox up the middle.
Not going to get there
is right. So the three they lost on third down, they gained on fourth down, but they needed five. And interesting call on fourth and five to just run it right up the gut.
Yeah, it's unusual. The Bulldogs like to throw that ball out to the quick screen, give our runners some space. You see Elijah Larson in that spot there, and he's pretty shifty on the outside, and he's able to pick up, at least make the first guy miss, but that time the Bengals not fooled on a play, and Bulldogs turned it over on down.
So Bengals now with their third possession of this first quarter, they fake the handoff, now hand it off to the running back, and he's got nothing. He doesn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose three. As so far, Lewiston chicanery is not fooling the Bulldogs in the least. Bruce Hepburn lost a good three on that first down carry.
No, absolutely. You're going to, it's the Bulldog, that front three, again, doing a great job of just maintaining their blocks and getting upfield. And Chris, again, how important it is for your defensive line to kind of push that offensive line back just a yard or two, and it allows your linebackers to come up and make great plays. And at that time, it was number 47, Isaac Webb for the Bulldogs making a tackle.
Well, for these Bulldogs defensive linemen after last week, they got to think, man, it's like vacation this week compared to the size of the guys they were trying to get through last week. And there's another handoff that's going backwards as Hepburn slips. And from first and 10 at the 3-yard line. It's now going to be third down and 22 from the 20-yard line.
Yeah. Again, I think the Bulldogs, I think they've seen that somewhere on film, Chris.
Yeah.
They read that play, and a slew of Bulldogs able to just really break open that far right side of that defensive line, the left side of the offensive line, and boy, drop it for another, 12, 13-yard loss in the play. Big play by the Bulldog defense.
Okay, so third down and 22 officially. Ball at the 20. They need to get to the 42, see if the Bulldogs can get this football back. Back to pass. Lang throwing deep over the middle. It is dropped. Almost caught, almost intercepted, and then it falls to the ground. So the Bulldogs will once again make Lewiston punt. And so far, Jay, the Bulldog defense is really playing at a high level.
Well, they're playing inspired, Chris, and a pretty decent job there. It looked like the receiver was open for a second. He's able to get his hands on the ball, but Jake Ryan and then I believe it was Christian Nemo playing free safety again. Bulldogs shorthanded, moving some guys around. I know Garrett Cox is going to get a lot of time at running back, but they're not going to put him at free safety spot. But a great job of just breaking that pass play up.
Another squibber punt, and this punt is not even going to get past much the original line of scrimmage. Bulldogs are going to take over right where they gave it up just about at the 35-yard line. First and 10, great field position.
Right where they went on fourth down. Now they get the ball right back here with a fresh set of downs here at the 35-yard line. A huge break for the Bulldogs, and it looks like the punter maybe affected a little bit by that wet, wet ball.
I wanted to talk about that, and we'll get that in a second. This scoring update with the Bulldogs up 7-0, brought to you by Burger Express. 100% hot and fresh, deluxe any sandwich for free. Family-owned and operated, go Bulldogs. You know, on a night like tonight with the conditions as they are, mindset and attitude is almost as important as anything.
Yeah, I tell you what, the wet weather is always hard to focus. And, so right now the Bulldogs doing a great job of capitalizing on some loose mistakes here.
So first and 10, ball at the 35. Another hand up the middle to Cox. Cox has got 3 or 4. They'll mark him at the, 32. So give him 3. Second and 7 coming up in the final second of this first quarter of play.
Yeah, just a simple dive play off the right side, Chris, and he's able to pick his way 3 yards, and the Bulldogs in a good situation here on second down.
So Lehman in there has the lead fullback, and they'll run right behind Lehman and give it to Cox, who gets hammered, hit hard at the 30, gain of 2, and Cox had a head of steam, and then he didn't.
Yeah, boy, Damon Shaw, the linebacker, he's able to comes unblocked, and as Cox gets a little bit of room out there at the second level, he just gets drilled. But he'll pick up another 2 yards, and the Bulldogs here in third down and 3 or 3.5. So
we'll see. The Bulldogs just had a third. Now that's going to be the end of the first quarter. So they'll take the time between quarters to think about it and run it going the other direction. We'll be back with a second quarter of action here on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.